I didn't come dressed as a devotee or necessarily even acting as a devotee. But growing up in Krishna consciousness has been such a blessing. And knowing that devotees here and this community is a exemplary in showing care and compassion. And I'm deeply grateful to you, Gurudev, because you can tell the community by the leadership. And there is quality leadership here. Not too long ago, I had a dream of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. And he was telling me, and he was walking with Srila Prabhupada. I couldn't see Srila Prabhupada, but I knew who he was. And they allowed me to walk with them, which was really exciting because I'm a female and I was like, whoa, what is going on? But they said, you've been through this before, hold your head up. You're in a very loving environment and you will make it through. Keep following the instructions of Guru and Gauranga. And I know that love will lead the way, and devotees and care are so important. And I thank you for exemplifying that in your actions and through your disciples. You can tell Sri Prabhupada speaks.
Thank you very much. She comes from a very Krishna conscious family. And I met your mother before. Okay. Who's next? GL. She's my biographer, official biographer. She's spicing up my biography so it'll sound interesting. She's actually writing my biography. It's really interesting. And then, you know, it's not exactly, we were thinking like Radhanath Maharaj's book, you know, Journey Home. But there's nothing really exciting. I never had dogs attack me. I had one dog attack me, but nothing really like exciting like that. So we thought we'd turn it into a humorous book instead. And the title will be A Funny Journey Home. It's an interesting title here. So. Okay. Don't read your novel, though.
Dear Krishna Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances unto the dust of your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you. On this most auspicious day of your appearance, we would like to express our deepest gratitude and our greatest fortune that you have mercifully taken us under your wing. You are our heart and soul, our spiritual father and protector, our eternal Shiksha Guru, and thank dearest God, the best one in the universe. We have survived many calamities in our life only because you've been always there for us with your unconditional love, support, guidance, and kindness. Long time ago, when I came in New Goloka Dham community, we used to cook every second Sunday feast. So I stayed Saturday night in the White House. One time I was driving from the road near to the temple to the road leading to the White House when somebody drove from the greenhouse in reverse very fast and came in front of me in a split of a second. I thought, who is this guy? What he is doing? Then the car continued to drive forward and turned into the road to the White House. My eyes are exhausted out of endless reading, so I don't see well without glasses. But it didn't take long for me to realize that the person driving in front of me was nobody but you. Oh my God. Oh my God. When you park, I continue driving slowly towards the White House, feeling ashamed of my thoughts, and pray to Krishna for forgiveness. Couple of years ago, on Janmashtami, like every year, we were cooking with my husband for Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. The evening was magical. Thousands and thousands of people visited, and there was a big smile on everyone's face. Suddenly, you came almost running and went to the Boga room. It had been brought to your attention that the electricity is out of order, and you went to check it out. The lights came again on there, and you told me, "Don't touch this switch." I said, "Okay." No matter that I never touched it in the first place. And you ran to fix the electricity in the laundry room too. And before I had time to impress you, that I know where is the vanilla custard in the boga room, even in the dark. Then you ran away. I looked after you in utter disbelief, thinking, on the biggest festival in the year, when everyone has fun with music, dancing, singing, theater, eating, laughing, and celebrating, Makaraj is fixing the electricity on the campus, running from boga room to laundry room. That's called dedication to someone's spiritual master. When am I going to be on that level? On one of your visits with us, you were taking prasadam when my husband noticed that there aren't blueberries on your plate. The day before I went shopping and I told him I got a lot of berries and blueberries for you to take home, but not to serve. He obviously forgot what we talked about and asked me loudly in front of you, "Where are the blueberries?" I kept quiet, but he continued asking even louder, "Where are the blueberries?" Finally, I was supposed to give him a dirty look so he understands that he should stop asking. I felt so embarrassed. On the same visit, when you were taking your babies from our altar, one of our small cups fell, and you said, "I kicked out this cup and no water came." The thing was that I had been out of town for 5 days, and when I came back in Kerry, I fell sick with flu, so I didn't change the water in the 16 small cups for more than 10 days. But I would put 2 big cups fresh water on the altar. So the water in the small cups, no matter they are covered, evaporated. Gopal Prabhu tried to rescue me, talking about our babies. All their Bengalis, they can share. So it came that I'm a horrible hostess. There are no blueberries on your plate. There is no water in the small cups on our altar. I'm cheating, taking 2 pairs of your socks and giving in return only 1. I felt terrible. So on this most auspicious day, we humbly ask you to allow us to stay in your lotus feet. We pray to Krishna to give you a very long life and excellent health. We pray through your mercy, Krishna, to open the doors for us so we can use our best talents to serve ISKCON and to feel happy and realize not struggling anymore with reviving and be more comfortable to live our spiritual life. We are insignificant, but we became very attached to you and we love you very much and humbly ask you to keep us in your prayers.
She's a famous author in her country. Very famous author, very well published author. And now she's writing English books.
Dear Maharaj, on this most auspicious occasion of your birthday, please accept my most humble obeisances and the trust of the university. All blessed to your divine grace, all blessed to Srila Prabhupada. On this very auspicious day of your Dash Puja, I would like to thank you so much for being with us as a special master. As one of the greatest soldiers of Srila Prabhupada's mission, you have been setting up the example of how we should be. Your unalloyed service, full dedication, and very sincere sadhana is unique and remarkable. You are the perfect an expert son of Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj, on this day I would like to beg your blessing so that I can engage myself in this sort of service in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Maya is very strong. We need protection from the trap of material bondage. Therefore, Maharaj, please guide me and instruct me as your own disciple. Again, thank you so much for your loving and caring mood towards me.
Jai Sila, Krishna the Sangha. Hare Krishna. Jai. Very enthusiastic devotee. Known for many years.
Only like 5 minutes.
in it, Srimad Mara, she just joined Krishna consciousness. She said, okay, it's with the Krishna ways.
We have only like 5 minutes left for the next ceremony.
5 minutes left? We should go for another 5 hours.
Happy birthday, Andrew. Shabbat Shalom, Ima.
So, I kind of only recently began the explorations of Krishna consciousness over the summer, and I have to say it's gotten me farther than anything I've done in Judaism so far. I mean, one of my rabbis is an Oasis free soul, so can't pronounce my name right. You've Skyped me already a few times when I have difficulty this school year and given me treats and that necklace I wear to sleep for protection of my dreams. And I have had a mentor like you before in my life, so I'm very grateful I've had the opportunity to speak with you in the way that I did, as well as for the laughing therapy PowerPoint you sent me, especially because it had science in it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to need the audio to know that. thank you.
Very enthusiastic, Krishna West.
Vishnu came all the way from Alachua. Let him say something.
You only have 5 minutes. Just when I'm having a good time.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you so much for always being a spiritual inspiration to myself and my family. And like Mother Karnamisha was saying, I see so many qualities from His Holiness Mother Karnamisha Maharaj. Also in the way that you organize this community and care for the devotees. And our family really looks to you for inspiration in all aspects of life. And I know you didn't want us to leave. thank you for continuing to be merciful to us, even though we see it. our heart is here in a lot of this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. He's raising the Krishna conscious family, all boys.
Now we have the most humble servant, Ishwara Kudev, on the Tuesday.
She's humble? I never knew that.
Alright, that's the offer. No, I actually have an offering from Ridayananda Maharaj, Tariday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For Veer Krishna, today, on the very auspicious day of His Holiness Veer Krishna Goswami's appearance, I would like to express my personal gratitude for His great kindness, intelligence and generosity in spreading Krishna consciousness in general and in support Krishna West in particular. A Vaishnava is very rare. One who strictly follows is even more rare. One who also preaches Krishna consciousness everywhere is a great soul, even among great souls. That is the position of Veer Krishna Goswami. I'm sorry I can't be there, but my best wishes to all. Vidayananda Goswami.
Hare Rao. Okay. What about Tulsi Goswami?
Anyway, say something. Thank you for everything, tolerating me, and main thing is always keeping me focused on Sankirtan for my whole life. That's the greatest blessing ever. And anyways, thank you so much. And about his mom, he always talks about his mom that because if the mom is a really good mom, she, from birth she raises them properly with proper manners, proper everything. And he's always talking about how he appreciates more now than when he did when he was young. Even though it was strict and he didn't like a lot of things, Daddy actually has benefited greatly by that. And he always tries to encourage all the moms to really give their hearts to their children, because it's then when they're raised properly that that's the basis for a good life. So anyways, and thank you because you're our spiritual father for all of us, and so thank you for being spiritual father, mentor, spiritual uncle, and everything.
Arriba.
Yeah.
Please accept my humble obeisances. I think the comments on your management style can be shown by how much you look after each and every one of us. I know that when Krishnanam and I were working outside, and I'm very light-skinned, and my last favorite comment was, he saw me in that broiling sun, and he said, "You've got to take cover, you're so white." And just looking out for my health, for even my skin. So I want to thank you very much for all you do, for my family and the world.
Who's that?
Kalyan.
Oh, Kalyan. Our taxi driver. If you need a ride to the airport, just call Kalyan.
Dear Maharaj, on this auspicious occasion of your 65th appearance, just a few months ago, you had come to our place for breakfast, as you always do whenever you hear from your travels, and you mentioned to me that, "Are you going to be there for the best? This is the big one, the 65th one." So I'm very fortunate, me and my wife, very fortunate that you have been giving us your kind personal association. Throughout the years, during the trials and tribulations, ups and downs in our lives, you've always been there. Always been there for us, as you've been also here for so many of the devotees. We don't get so much association of our Guru Maharaj, but you have more than fulfilled that gap in so many ways over the years. I just cannot thank you enough, and I just pray to Lord Krishna for you to be here and continue giving us your kind association so that we can follow in your footsteps and serve you and Srila Prabhupada in their mission. Thank you so much.
Arriba. Kalyan's a very good cook and very tolerant. You know, if you want to know what tolerance is, you marry an author. Because an author never has a lack of words. So
we're running out of time. I apologize. Anybody who really wants to say something, we can speak for 2 minutes and then we'll stop. Anybody else? Raise a hand.
Do I get a chance to say something too?
Yeah. You said one. You told me no.
Who's that? Oh. Who's that? Oh, Guy Bear.
Well, first off, I don't have anything prepared to say, but I'd like to say it's well, it's nice having somebody else at the morning program. It's kind of lonely around here sometimes. I have a lot of friends around the movement, and one of the things they complain about is senior devotees who don't come to the morning program. And so I was telling him that, you know, Veer Krishna Maharaj is one of his qualities he's always had. So, you know, rain or shine, sleet or snow, he's at the morning program. So sets a good example for, you know, all the devotees of him. So, and it's very nice know, I say often to all, you know, my friends that that I think you probably got the best song in the movement.
Wow. Thank you. Guy was single-handedly organizing the construction on the new temple.
Yeah.
And the school, and the new school too.
Okay. I think we have to end our program here. I would like to offer my respectful obeisances to Jagrati. Thank you for giving me shelter at Nivaloka and engaging me in the service of Srila Prabhupada's mission, in the service of the deity, the community, and the congregation. And thank you very much for all you there for me and my family. When I left, I came from a small island, when I came to America, you were the one who gave me shelter at Nivaloka with my family. And you've always been there for me. I'm just like, thank you very much for all your everything that
he
did for me.
Hare Krishna. God, Loganandapriya. She's taking so much responsibility, that's why she got the name Loganandapriya. So, oh.
Loganandapriya. Okay, so I want to thank you for giving me a home here. Yeah, we've been here now for over 10 years, and I think it's our home. So thank you for that, and I know that you could have chosen from institutional policies to make us not feel welcome here. So I'm very grateful for letting us be here. And the deities are such a rock for us, and we love serving them. And yeah, my children's memories are all from this temple.
Good.
So thank you.
Haribol.
Program with Ranga Devi, say something to Avila Shukla, who compiles the Vyasa Puja book of Shura Gurudev every year, and she's in contact with everyone, asking everyone, please say something. Okay, Ranga Devi will say something.
Do I get a chance to say anything or no?
Yeah, you have the right to say whatever you want.
I only get 2 minutes. So. Yeah, I mean, you can give it a little flexible, it's not.
So Vaidushika is watching the live feed, and she sent me a text and asked me to read her offering.
Okay.
Dear Gurudev, please accept my deepest respects. All glories to your holiness, all glories to his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Watching how you serve your own spiritual master year in and year out with body, mind, and words gives the clear and unwavering example of what it means to be a dedicated disciple. Although I fall short, very short, of such complete dedication and discipline, I hope that you know how grateful I am to you for your shelter and guidance. You give so much through your teaching, example, and mercy. Thank you for keeping me in the association of devotees and giving me service to do that is so precisely matched to my psychophysical nature. Life becomes more and more wonderful as the years go by. Each day, I pray to Lord Nisimha to please protect you. Your ever loving servant, Vaidushika.
Hariba. See, this is having a child protection organization in North America. So it's a very, very important service.
Can Mara say something? Can you end the program? Can you say something?
What about me? It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. You'd cry too if it happened to you.
I cannot end this program because it will never end. It's in my heart to have it here forever. And my son is in my heart. And you are in my heart. And you're really making the end of my life. And you have made the beginning of my life very special. So thank you, all of you. And I hope I have a lot more years to come here.
Yeah, I have a lot to thank my mother for. Actually, she trained me up nicely and compassionate and everything. Of course, I never learned to make my bed or put my laundry in a hamper. I still just throw everything around. You trained me up like that, too.
No, it's
or behavior modification?
Yeah, behavior modification means whatever you demanded that I did the opposite.
Oh, no, that was negative. I'm talking about positive.
Oh, positive, no, the good things.
You did that was positive.
Yeah, no, I attribute to your good training.
You didn't always follow it.
No. Now in my old age, I am. So.
Would you just share good if you'd like to say something?
Yes, I would.
Start our next ceremony.
How long do I have? Before you cut me off. All right. Here's what I want to do. This is what I want to be when I grow up. So. No, just two things I want to mention very quickly. And then I actually want to read a chapter from my book, because it's very much in line with the topic of today. So the first thing is that, you know, what really got me to join the Krishna Conscious Movement was His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's compassion and love for everybody. And otherwise I would never be dressed in a bed sheet, a bald head, and waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. These things were all against my religious principles when I was a college student, you know. You know, I was in the university, you wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning, you've got no classes, you stay up all night, grow your hair long as you like. You know, and when I was young, the hair was a sign of, you know, just whatever, you know, being part of a society. There was no one with short, none of the men had short hair. If you did, you were just weird. So anyway, so I gave all that up because of Srila Prabhupada's love. And it took me, until I met Prabhupada, even though I was aware of Krishna consciousness, to actually change my life. Because otherwise, I had no desire to do so. Anyway, so I just want to read part of the chapter of my latest book. Latest book is on empathic communication, and this chapter, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. It's called All You Need Is Love. Of course, that's from a famous song in the 1960s. And I'll just read a little bit, but to get to the point. Oftentimes in spiritual circles, the word love is seen in a negative way, because we usually associate the word love with mundane romantic affairs, like Bollywood movies. We certainly don't help one advance towards the goal of realizing oneself to be a pure spiritual entity dedicated to the service of the Lord. We use the expression pure love to indicate the state of desiring to please the Lord without any subtle or gross motivation. Rupa Goswami elaborates on this concept in the nutshell verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And I quote the verse, I'm not going to quote it right now. I would like to present a third understanding of love in the context of the relationships between devotees of the Lord. This meaning is indicated by Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita. He says, offering gifts and charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind and competence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasadam, and offering prasadam are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. It is quite interesting that Srila Prabhupada uses the word symptoms in this translation. These are external symptoms of affectionate dealings, but what is occurring in the heart is the most important. Otherwise, it may be a hypocritical show. In other words, one should be interacting with the devotees desiring to please them. This is the love which I wish to present. It is easy to understand the spiritual need for loving others, being loved and loving oneself. Rupa Goswami, in the above verse from Upadeshamrita, makes this abundantly clear, and Srila Prabhupada states in his purport to this verse, the life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by these six types of loving exchanges amongst the members. We understand that by loving devotees, Krishna becomes pleased with us. In fact, he is more pleased by our service to devotees than he is by direct service to him. A devotee is also enjoined, quote, a Vaishnava is so liberal that he is prepared to risk everything to rescue the conditioned souls from material existence. Srila Vasudeva Thakur is universal love itself, for he was willing to sacrifice everything and fully engage in the service of the Lord. That's from the CC. As such, if we concentrate our loving propensities upon Krishna only, then immediately universal love, unity, and tranquility will be automatically revealed. That's from the Krishna book. But our actual identity, another quote from Prabhupada, should be, I am Krishna's. When we think in this way, we are thinking in Krishna consciousness. Only in this way can universal love among all living entities be established. Here's another quote. But a devotee, a pure lover of God, who loves everyone, just like we are. And Prabhupada's referring to his situation, so just like we are. Pretty interesting. So in other words, Prabhupada loves everyone. Love is an extremely important need for us as devotees, not only from the emotional standpoint, but also from the mental, physical, and spiritual standpoint. As far as the physical realm is concerned, here's some medical information, there is quite a bit of evidence that the need for love is very much connected with our well-being. When the opposite of love, that is hate, is experienced, one's health can be adversely affected, even to the point of being life-threatening. Perhaps some of the diseases we experience are due to an unfulfilled need for loving exchanges. There's quite a bit of scientific evidence for this. And then I quote some scientific evidence that there's a study, this is a Harvard study, of 126 men that was followed up after 35 years, that according to the medical records of the participants, 91% of the participants who stated they did not have a warm relationship with their mothers had serious chronic diseases like heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers, and alcoholism. Amongst those who had a warm relationship with their mothers, my mother will love this one, only 45% had these types of diseases. Can you imagine? You have a comparison between 91% and 45%. That is an amazing statistic. In addition, 100% who rated their relationships with both their mothers and fathers low and warm had the aforementioned types of diseases. 100% of those who had difficult relationships with their mothers and fathers had diseases like heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, ulcers, and alcoholism. Whereas only 47% of those who rated their mothers and fathers high had these illnesses. Can you imagine that? Half the amount, less than half the amount. So anyway, and I quote a lot of these different studies in the book, and I'm not going to read. There was even a study with rabbits. Because we're like rabbits. So there was one study that rabbits who were given a diet to increase their heart disease, and somehow or other the crazy scientists, they experiment with rabbits. Somehow or other like rabbits. That there was a study of many, many rabbits who were given some drugs to increase their incidence of heart disease. But the rabbits that were regularly handled had 60% less plaque in their arteries. But they didn't even plan the study like that. What they did was the rabbits were stacked, you know, really, really high. So the ones that could be reached were the ones that were handled. You know, the lower cages. So they didn't plan to study on, you know, on love or anything like that with the rabbits, but somehow they came out to the conclusions, why are the rabbits giving us such different results? And then they corroborated that, connected that with the level of the cages, that means how much the rabbits were handled. So there are many more studies. The evidence is clear. In addition to being spiritually necessary, loving exchanges are required to maintain our health and our ability to function as instruments for the Supreme Lord. I was often surprised when my dear godbrother Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, here's the Guru Kartavisha, would sign his letters with love. Now I can understand what he was teaching us by using this closing. In successful religious institutions, we find the members are quite physical in expressing their affection for each other. For example, after the Sunday services at a church, the congregation generally goes around shaking each other's hands or demonstrating their affection in different ways. We can learn from these interactions. And I'm going to add more to this chapter. I have more recommendations. So this is just one chapter in the book. You know, the book has been finished for a while, but I keep adding chapters, which is a problem. And, you know, the next chapter, which I'm not going to read, is called If You Go to Lanka, You'll Become Ravana. It's about leadership in spiritual institutions. It's a very interesting chapter. All my writing is based upon scientific research, not just, you know, how I feel, you know, or it makes sense to me. I do a lot of research in different avenues to back this up, because that's my background as a scientist. So, anyway, so I'm very much appreciating what everyone said about their perceiving me having some affection or desire to help them in Krishna consciousness, and I take that as an inspiration to continue. And of course, my whole life is dedicated to the service of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who is my inspiration, my role model, and that it's very important that we have role models in life. These role models, it's more important than teaching, you know, what someone's philosophy is, but someone who we want to be like when we grow up. So when I grow up, I want to be like Prabhupada. I don't want to be, you know, like imitating him, obviously, but that's how I'd like to be when I grow up in Krishna consciousness. Now I'm still a spiritual infant, so by the mercy of all the devotees here, I will grow up one day and tell more jokes. Okay. Okay, on that happy note, I hope I fulfilled your desire. What can I agree with? All right.